Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chavsky, and we have a huge NBA odds boost for all of you today on Devin Booker and DeMar DeRozan to each have over 29.5 points. This is boosted to plus 480 at Caesars. Booker just put up 44 points against the Kings, and DeMar DeRozan put up 30-plus points in two of his last three games. So the value in this odds boost through the roof.
Yeah, I love this. Both of these players, they know how to put points up on the board. Devin Booker's playing, I think he's having his best season that he's ever had in a Suns uniform. And he knows, obviously, he's the leader of this team right now with Chris Paul out. He's taken over that role. So plenty of points for him tonight, for sure. And then DeMar DeRozan is the Bulls offense right now. Zach LaVine's shooting has gone down a little bit, so DeRozan has to step up. And he's always good for a big bucket of points. So I'm totally cool with both of these, and I love it at, what did you say, plus 400?
Plus 480, which 480. Is crazy.
There you go, yeah.
Yes, right. It's tough. Where would you find this value anywhere else? Oh. But this odds boost, really? Come on.
Cole's bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you said it, Kate, with Paul being out. Booker has really taken over eight straight games of 20-plus points, including that 44-point game and a 49-point game. And DeRozan has been just as hot. Four out of his last eight games, he's been over this 30 mark. And the other, two of those other games, 28. So he's been right around this 30 points per game. Both of these guys know how to score. A fun boost today, and which should be a fun game out there in Phoenix.
Exactly. Even Cole's Bucks or even Dave and Buster's Bucks do not have the value of this odds boost at plus 480 at Caesars. Head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts. Get in on this one and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, more value in these. I am, shocker, going with the Celtics -8 against the Heat. Word is, what I'm hearing, Will and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, are in town in Boston today, and I am hearing, my sources are telling me that they are possibly going to be at the Celtics game. I don't know if this is a fact, but this is what my sources are telling me. They have been to one NBA game before, and that was in New York when they went to the Garden there. And so now they might be at the Garden here in Boston, but they might see a Celtics win. I'm hoping a covered spread, and I think this will happen. Celtics -8 against the Heat. The Celtics have covered their last four spreads, won their last four games straight up, while the Heat have won just their last three and outright covered three of their last four. The Celtics are averaging just over 121 points scored per game, while the Heat are averaging just over 108, so quite a difference there. And there's a trend in favor of the Celtics here. Of course, they are 51-35 against the spread versus good passing teams, averaging 23 or more assists per game over the last 2 years. So I like the 17-4 Celtics, who are on a roll right now, to cover this spread at home against the Heat.
I love this because I wrote about this for our NBA playbook that's up on BetQL. This is one of my plays this morning for all the reasons you just said, but also because this is a two-game miniseries for these two teams. So they play again on Friday, and there's so many injuries for the Heat today that I almost feel like they just kind of punt this game, focus on getting the win on Friday. So great pick there, Lucy. I'm going to go with the Suns with Devin Booker and DeMar DeRozan having big games tonight, but I like the Suns to cover -5.5 at home. They've just been playing so well as of late, and the Bulls kind of a little bit of a sleepy spot for them. They're in the middle of a six-game road trip right now. And you don't have to have a lot to get up to play the Suns because they're the best team in the Western Conference right now. But it is just kind of an awkward spot for them being on the road for so long and knowing they still have a whole nother week away from home. The Bulls also are allowing opponents to shoot around 37.5% from deep, which is the 26th best rank in the NBA. In other words, they're the sixth worst team in three-point percentage allowed, and the Suns can take advantage of that. They rank ninth in three-point shooting. They're going to let it fly from deep tonight. And if Devin Booker's putting up 30, I like the Suns' odds to cover this at home, so I'm taking them minus 5.5.
Love it.
I like both those, but I'm going to go over to college basketball. Did Big Ten ACC Challenge yesterday. Told you about three big favorites. I could have picked any of them because all the Big Ten favorites won yesterday. Maryland just absolutely destroyed Louisville. And wouldn't you know, I'm going back to it again with another big spread. Purdue taking on Florida State. Can you believe how bad Florida State is this year? They're probably more of an issue this year than Louisville. I think everyone thought Louisville was going to be bad. No one thought Florida State was going to be this bad. But they get Baba Miller, their big recruit, suspended. And then they lose another player from the transfer to a season-long injury. They only played like seven guys last game. And when you go up against Purdue, that is not going to cut it. This is one of the best teams in the nation. Just came off an impressive back-to-back victory performance against Duke and Gonzaga. Florida State is neither of these teams. Matt Painter said that his bench was actually the best part of those wins against Duke and Gonzaga. Florida State doesn't even have a bench right now because of all the injuries and problems they're having right now. And they also get killed on the boards. Purdue has a 7'4" Zach Edey. That is going to eat up the offensive boards. Purdue will run away against Florida State tonight, minus 14.5.
Love it. Take a look at all of these bets and that odds boost at plus 450 and subscribe to 480, excuse me.
Plus 480. Yeah.
Plus 480. I can't believe
$30.
I can't believe how much value there is that I'm underselling it. It is plus 480, folks, at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.